Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I'm Jeff Phelps. We're going to talk a little Guardians coming up in just a second. Browns finished their practicing in Philadelphia today. Again, you go all the way to Philadelphia and you practice one day for about an hour and 35, 40 minutes. And then today, about an hour and 15. Really? Okay. Josh is buzzing around in his car. Hi, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Andy?
Hey, man.
Hey. I just wanted to give you my opinion on the Dillon Gabriel hate.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, with Andrew Berry's drafting since he's been here, it's been subpar. I think everybody feels that way, whether it's right or wrong. And to be honest, the buzz was Jalen Milroe was going to be his guy. And when the Seahawks took him a little earlier, and all of a sudden we draft Gabriel, it seemed like a panic pick, and everybody's been baffled. I mean, and then you try to give a good attitude towards, like, hey, you know, they're professionals, we're fans. And then you find out on most of the NFL execs list, he wasn't even in the top 15 on anybody else's radar. So to me, it's an extreme reach for Gabriel. And then you get Sanders, who's obviously showing that he is a first or second round talent. I mean, we don't totally know that yet, but the guy hasn't gotten that much attention in practice, and he balled out in the first preseason game. So you just got a lot of, you know, you try to have a good attitude towards it, but in Dillon Gabriel, all you hear out of practice and preseason, I went to the first preseason, he looked terrible. I mean, he was misthrowing balls, looks like he's totally overwhelmed. I mean, it really makes you question just with the eye test. I mean, obviously, I'm not an NFL scout, but as a fan that's watched, you know, football since childbirth, he doesn't look like anything special. And the fact that he keeps getting all the attention and the Browns propaganda machine keeps trying to put out, yeah, Dillon Gabriel. Browns fans are kind of sick of it because
I don't know that it's propaganda, but I understand what you're saying, why you think it's propaganda. It's not. The proof is what they're doing in these practices. Yeah. It's not. I mean, it might sound like propaganda, but the reality is if I can see it, it's real. And what we're seeing is they're giving him all the opportunity in the world to be in a good position.
And it's not working so far.
I guess. I don't know. I'm be honest. I listen to a lot of people talk about.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. I listen to a lot of people talk about what they're seeing at camp, what they're not seeing at camp. And sometimes the room looks different to other people. And some people see things that are successful and some people see they don't. You want the proof? The proof is when they play a regular season game and we're all watching it together. How many years have we gone out to camp? Jeff, I can't tell you how many times I've gone out to camp and go, man, that guy doesn't look very good today. And then the person next to me will be like, are you kidding?
I mean, phenomenal.
You know, they were supposed to chip there and they slid. I mean, that was the right call and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, maybe I'll look at this differently. And so I'm not discrediting any of our friends in the media. It's just everybody sees things a little bit different and you've got to kind of do work if you want the truth. And maybe it's depends on how big the playbook is. And maybe some guys work better with a smaller playbook. Some guys work better with a larger playbook. But I think that in the NFL, these coaching staffs all think they're gigantic. You know, Kansas City's probably, Andy Reid is probably the only one I ever look at and think, I don't think he thinks his football players are brain surgeons and that they've got to know all the end all be all. Like, I see his offenses. Sometimes they look kind of simple, but they look smart and like they have common sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we overcoach
Dandy.
Yeah. Does it have to be Bill Belichick and, you know, a regimen and this and that? At the end of the day, it's a game. And I don't know that you need to have 1,000 plays in the playbook.
Here we are in mid-August, and your Cleveland Guardians are 6.5 games out in the divisional race behind the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
Didn't think it was any kind of a possibility that they would catch the Tigers. I still don't think they'll catch the Tigers, but they're 6.5 out. They're one game back in the wild card. How about that, Andy?
You and I both believe
How about
this?
That?
They need to be within 3 games to start the month.
To catch the Tigers?
Yeah, because they know they have them 6 times.
I'd say 5.
5?
Yeah. 5, you have an outside chance of catching.
I'll meet you in the middle, 4. How's that sound?
So, okay, fine. That's fine. This team is befuddling in a good way. And as you said, we all sit there and we watch sports and we all have thoughts about sports. And I watch this team and I just, you know, there's nobody offensively who I think puts the fear in the hearts of other teams. I think one guy, and that's Jose Ramirez. Everybody else I think you can pitch to and you think you're going to get them out and they're not going to kill you. And that includes Stephen Kwan. And I like Stephen.
I was super happy he hit that home run last. I don't care what the score was. I just was glad to see that he made good contact, got the ball out of the ballpark. And I still want to give him a couple days off, but
yeah.
They're in a race. So I don't know that you can.
He's my second favorite guy offensively. He's been struggling a little bit. Hopefully that home run helps. But to me, it's been fascinating to watch how this team dealt with that losing streak, then bounced back. You're 15.5 games. And I say it with, would you agree with this? No aspect of this team has been outstanding. I think the bullpen's been pretty good.
Jose has been outstanding. That's it.
Okay. I'll give you that.
That's the only thing I can say has been outstanding.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay.
The rest of it, the guys have just been scrappy as all get out, and they've competed, and they've found ways to win baseball games and stay competitive. And I before anybody yells about money and blah, 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 credit to the organization, credit to the coaching staff, credit to the players.
No, you can't say anything nice about that.
They've done a nice job competing. Now, I don't think they have a roster that is built for a big playoff run. Hope I'm wrong. Man, boy, would it be great if I'm wrong on that, and I hope I am. But this roster, to me, doesn't look like a roster that could do anything more than get to the playoffs. Perhaps. I can't see them knocking off one of the better teams in the American League. Doesn't mean they can't. Baseball's a weird game. You know, you get into the playoffs, you have a short series. So, you know, you have that chance to do that. But when I look at what's going on, I just think, good for you guys, man. And they didn't quit. They didn't give up. They're working at it. And I think that's outstanding. I am a little concerned about the rotation, while at the same time being optimistic. Tanner Bibee goes tonight. Tanner has to be thinking, the heck am I not doing this year? He's not been bad, but he's not been Tanner Bibee good. You know, Tanner looked like he was on his way to really making that step and becoming more of an upper echelon starter in the American League. And I don't think he's done that this year. He's not been bad, but he's been okay. Gavin Williams looks like the man. Terry Pluto wrote a piece about this today, too. Gavin looks like the man. I was so fearful of what would happen after he threw all the pitches, and he was not good yesterday. Let's just hope he's okay next time out and that the 126 pitches don't affect him in the almost no-hitter that he threw. And my fingers are crossed that that'll happen. But the bullpen's been okay. You lose Clase. The rotation has been pretty good.
Yeah,
you lost Ortiz. And yet here they sit, Andy, one game out of a wild card spot.
There are two times they could have thrown up the white flag or thrown in the towel, any way you want to look at it. Right?
Raised the towel or thrown in the white flag.
That's right. You can look at it that way. Yogi's the greatest. That 10-game losing streak absolutely could have stripped that clubhouse of life.
Could have buried him.
Then knowing that you're...
And dropping 15.5 out, Andy.
Yeah. You're in it. But there's always that, the thing about that third wildcard team is there's a glimmer of hope. There's a little bit of hope, which might be a dangerous thing. Wouldn't you say that, Dan? Hope sometimes could be a dangerous thing. Okay. Yes?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Thank you. I tee you up for your line, and you barely get it past home plate. You dribble
hope
it off.
Is a good thing. Sometimes it's the best of things, and no good thing ever dies.
There you go. Well done. That was about a single, because if he would have jumped in right away, it would have been a home run. And then to be in a clubhouse with two guys that are, like, accused of committing baseball's ultimate sin.
And worse than betting on the game, you have the ball.
Yes.
And you're accused of doing something to affect a bet. Okay.
So, this is where I give Stephen Vogt credit, because it doesn't matter how a front office can tinker with a lineup. It doesn't matter how ownership spends money. When it comes down to it, to have guys not quit in that situation, especially players that know how to play, like Ramirez and Kwan, it would have been real easy for those guys to say, you know, this season's over, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
I'm going to stay healthy, and let's just come back and make sure see what happens. I know the baseball life isn't very long, but let's just see. So this is where I give Stephen Vogt. I don't know how you don't give the manager or maybe even, you know, the other coaches in that room credit for keeping these guys straight. It really would have been easy to just say forget it, and you could be at the bottom of the Central in 2 seconds.
The situation here, when they expand the rosters, you only expand them by two guys. Mm-hmm. You know, the days of bringing up all kinds of guys are over. So you can bring up two guys.
Do you think that's good or bad?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I don't mind it. They can bring up two. Is there help on the way? I would think no. Travis Bazzana has been up in AAA now for two games. He led off in the first game on Tuesday that he was up there, went 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. He did walk three times and scored a run. And then yesterday, he hit second. He played second. He got a hit, 1 for 5 with an RBI and struck out three times. So far, he's 1 for 7 with 5 strikeouts and 3 walks. I don't need to rush Travis here. Rocchio's doing okay. Schneeman does just fine at second base. You don't need to rush Bazzana here. If he gets hotter than blazes, and you think then he can help you, fine, but I don't need to rush him here. If you're looking for a power bat, Jonathan Rodriguez keeps punishing AAA pitching. He just doesn't do it in the majors. On Tuesday, he was 3 for 5 with a home run, 3 RBIs. Wednesday, he was 2 for 4. He's hitting .318. I mean, he looks like the ultimate 4A player, Andy, or a guy who's going to be playing for the Nippon Ham Fighters sometime soon. But, man, he can hit in AAA. And John Kenzie Noel, last two games, John Kenzie didn't build on last year. He's 1 for 9. Did have a home run in the ninth inning on Tuesday, but he struck out 4 times. He's hitting .258. One other guy, and maybe this is something, I don't know, Cooper Engle, the catcher who is in Akron.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, especially when your big league catchers
aren't only hitting very well. Although, I think Bo's swinging the bat better.
Yeah, I think he is, too, with a little bit more confidence. Yeah. But I still, like, when you look and you see that, was he hitting, like, 172? You're like, I don't have a feeling that he is going to get a hit every time he steps up to the plate.
Engle played in his first AAA game yesterday. 2 for 3 with a walk. That's pretty good. And they had a shutout over Toledo, 2-0. So he caught a shutout in his first AAA game and went 2 for 3. So if I'm handicapping guys to help, I might think it's Cooper Engle.
I would too, especially because he's what? You can never really have enough catchers on a major league baseball team. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going to expand the roster, he might be the guy you bring up late. I mean, Austin Hedges is a terrific defensive catcher. We know he doesn't hit a whole lot. Bo hasn't hit a whole lot.
What's Engle hitting? He was
2 for 3 in his first AAA game, and he was hitting, what, upper 200s in
upper 200s?
I think so, okay, in AA, off the top of my head.
The other guy is Velasquez.
I was just going to mention, he's played two games since getting called up from Lake County to go to AA Akron. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, he was 1 for 4 with a walk, played first, and he hit fourth. Yesterday, 2 for 4 with an RBI, scored a run. He singled in the 10th to give Akron a lead. So
and they threw him in the four spot right away, huh?
Yeah, you know, he's been the cleanup hitter both nights.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought. Ralph Velasquez, Ralphie.
Yeah,
keep him in mind. He's a first baseman. Guardians have a left-handed hitting first baseman sitting there in Kyle Manzardo.
But he catches too.
No, he doesn't. He was drafted as a catcher. They changed him into a first baseman.
I don't know why I thought he was still.
No, he's not doing it anymore. Okay. It's what would you do here, folks? You're looking down there for help. I don't think there is any. And how good actually is Jose Ramirez? We'll get into it here on Baskin and Phelps.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's interesting, especially like we have all these cameras in the studio now. And so,
yeah,
you can, you know,
we have lights in here now.
We do. Are we back to doing TV?
Well,
please tell me I don't have to wear a jacket in here and a tie because I'm done. I'm done wearing ties on TV. Can't stand it. Drives me. I mean, I know sometimes you have to, but I'm just not a tie guy. So one thing I got out of the pandemic that I kind of was like, okay, we're sticking with this.
Don't go tie. I can't recall the last time I wore a tie.
I'm done with ties. Jackets with button downs or golf shirts, I'm totally down with
it. Yeah, you look cool, you know.
Not as cool as you, Jeff Phelps.
No, the guys who wear those, you know, the open collar things with the jackets, and they walk in, you know, and they have their loafers and no socks. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
I have way too much money.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely. Yeah,
if you had enough money, wouldn't you buy
those guys?
You'd buy a pair of socks.
Oh, you don't need them. You're cool. I'm not wearing socks. I have on a blazer and an open collar shirt. I'm loaded.
You concur?
I just want to know what I have to do to get no sock money.
See?
That's the world I want to live in.
See?
How does one gain no sock money?
Let me just tell you, after 3 days of regret of this, if you're going to put your shoes in the freezer from not wearing socks because your shoes smell now, don't tell the rest of your family that you're doing it and hide your shoes way in the back, because I am now 48 hours into the grief of letting everybody know that putting smelly shoes into a freezer and getting rid of the smell works.
Yeah.
But it hasn't worked for me because the
stench.
No. There's no stench. I'm telling you, it's just
there was stench before you put it in there. Well, so where did that stench go? It went into your frozen foods.
No, it didn't.
It's in the ice in your freezer.
Add more barbecue sauce. You'll get over it.
Oh, that's true too.
It's a valid point.
What would happen if I put my shoes in the freezer with dryer sheets in them?
Is that
a bad idea?
I wonder if it turns into too much of a good thing. That it would backfire on you.
We're going to talk about Jose Ramirez in a second here.
I will say I did get a lot of feedback about that, though. Other people agreed with me that they tried it or they had done that before, and they were impressed by the fact that they had shoes that they really liked, but obviously it picked up some of the odor, and now that they put them in the freezer, it worked, but you got to keep it away from the food. Or, as I was told, get your own freezer if you want to put your shoes in there.
Always liked your wife.
Yeah.
Anthony is in where, Andy?
Hey, Ty.
Anthony just hung up.
Oh, Anthony, you have let us down.
Frozen shoe talk.
Oh,
we scared Anthony away.
We have a new football coach. We have all these things going on. And
I asked you earlier, we were talking about this Guardians team, and I said...
Oh, here he comes.
He's coming back. And I said, they've done this without anything being really outstanding. And you corrected me accurately. And you said, nope, Jose Ramirez has been outstanding.
Do I get... the music for being right?
You're right.
Oh, my. And you said it twice?
No, you were right. You're absolutely right about that. Before we...
get to why I was right?
No, you weren't right.
Wait, I was right. I was right three times. You already said I was right.
All right, you were right.
All right, thank you.
You know, the thing about Jose Ramirez, and we're hearing a lot of stuff now about Jose and ranking, all time in the Indians organization, Guardians organization, the Cleveland baseball team organization, in offensive categories and blah, 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 blah. And, if you look at what he did ever since he's been in the organization, he hit throughout the minor leagues. It took him a while to establish himself in the majors, but not that long. The thing that impresses me most about him, Andy.
Jeff.
He never looks like he's not busting his you-know-what on the field. And... man, is he consistently good. It's one thing to be good. It's another to be consistently good. And that's difficult to achieve, I think, at the major league level. I mean, season after season with this guy, he just continues to produce numbers and affect the way his team plays. It's one thing to put up numbers. You see that with guys all the time. They put up stats in their individual base stats. The way Jose plays, I think, is infectious, and it really has an impact on the rest of the team. And that, to me, is what sets a superstar player apart from a star player. He impacts this team in a way that very few players in team history, I think, have actually impacted this team. And that's awesome.
You know why I think I like him even more? Because... when he first got here, all we did was look at Lindor.
Oh, yeah.
Lindor. And it was like, oh, yeah, Jose Ramirez, that guy's okay. He's not bad. And look what's still here. And look at the numbers that he has. Second in home runs, third in extra base hits, fifth in total bases in franchise history. Jeff, that's not just like, and think about all of the great names that have played for this franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of bad names as well that you forgot about, but there are a lot of great names that you do remember. And, when you say second in home runs, third in extra base hits, fifth in total bases.
He's driven in a lot of runs on teams that didn't score a lot of runs. That's impressive. This year, the RBI totaled down a little bit, but nobody's getting on base. We know that. That's been a big part of the situation. But he keeps hitting, he keeps playing. And it's infectious. I looked up something the other day, and I thought, well, that's more impressive than you would expect it to be. And baseballreference.com is where I got this information. And, Dano, are you ready? Dan? Ready, Dan?
Oh, every day.
Here we go.
More
Dan, you ready?
Than the last.
Wins above replacement.
Wait, what? Expecting to use some kind of archaic stat that, you know.
I know. Aren't you stunned?
A smidge?
Explain for everybody. Explain wins above replacement.
The best way to put it is it's a giant formula that spits out how many wins this player helps your team gain over getting a run-of-the-mill average player. Just know it works. You could go find the equation if you want, and you'll sit there and go, huh? Just know it works.
I'll leave out the numbers because I think people have a hard time relating to those. According to Baseball Reference, the wins above replacement, which is, you know, a biblical stat when it comes to baseball and how effective you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in franchise history, Napoleon Lajoie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying he was. I was like, what? Okay. Wow.
Nope.
Okay.
Number two is Tris Speaker.
I played in his little baseball league.
So, I mean, these are Hall of Fame guys.
Cleveland Heights University. Yeah.
Number three is Bob Feller. Number four is Lou Boudreau. Number five is Jose Ramirez. Think about that company. Napoleon Lajoie, Tris Speaker, Bob Feller, Lou Boudreau, Jose Ramirez.
Checks out.
In franchise history. And he's followed by Stan Kovaleski, Earl Averill, who's was unbelievable, and then Kenny Lofton. That shows you where Jose is, I think, in the hierarchy of this franchise. I mean, this is an all-time great. He's Jim Thome's 10th. Jose's 5th.
Wow.
Now, had Jim finished his career here, might have been a different story.
Huh.
Instead, Jim ended up taking the tour of the major leagues and enjoyed it very much and did well. If Jim had stayed here, it might have been different. But that's where Jose is. He's 5th. Behind some of the most legendary names in baseball history. That's
pretty
really
amazing.
Cool. That's really cool.
I was thinking about some of those home run totals you were talking about. And, you know, when you think of Jim Thome, you think of a guy that would hit home runs, right? I mean, like, he just was your, especially when he got bigger, not when he first started, but after he got bigger, he just looked like a prototypical Major League Baseball home run hitter, right?
Right.
I wouldn't say that Jose does.
Jose looks like anything but.
No, he looks like a guy that's going to get you a lot of extra base hits, which, by the way, he does, especially when you look at a guy that's got 387 doubles in his career. But he's only 57 home runs behind Thome. So that's a guaranteed statue. That's a guaranteed statue. If he can get those 57 home runs.
If he were... And we've heard, you know, he could play on any team and would Tom Hamilton.
Sammy said it over the weekend.
Yeah,
he
Tom,
said
he'd have been a part of a starter on those teams.
And Sammy was so right. Yeah, he on any one of those teams in the 90s.
Now, I wonder where you'd play him on those teams in the 90s. I don't think he would have played third ahead of Jim. And I say that because I don't think Jim at the time was capable of playing anywhere else. Jim Thome.
Yeah.
They taught Jim first base when they signed Matt Williams. When they brought in Matt
Williams.
And
then Matt only stayed here for like
one
year.
Yeah. But Jim was a first baseman, and Jim was outgrowing third base anyway.
Sure.
But so you had Jim over there. At second, you had Carlos. After Carlos was gone, he could have played second for a while, but then you had Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
So that wouldn't have worked. Uh-uh. Maybe Jose would have been an outfielder, as he was here a little bit.
Well.
He played a little outfield here.
Isn't everyone an outfielder when they come to this team? I mean, at some point, everyone has the possibility.
He wasn't going
to. They all begin as middle infielders, and then as you grow old, you find your role.
He wasn't going to beat out Omar at shortstop.
No, that wasn't happening.
So if he's not playing second.
And by the way, defensively?
If he's not playing second, third, or short, where is he going to play?
Outfield.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he would have played second fielder or that. I
would have played left field.
Yeah, you know, it's just funny, and this total sidebar off this.
After Albert was gone.
If Johnny Mack could hit and wasn't behind Omar.
Oh, John McDonald.
He would have started for pretty much any other team in Major League Baseball every game. As Charlie Manuel once said, fastest hands I've ever seen.
We've had Joe Inglot on the show before.
Yeah.
And Joe played for the Indians and played for the Blue Jays and played for the Astros. And I was fortunate enough to be talking to Joe one day, and he was a middle infielder.
Yeah.
And we mentioned, you know, we were just talking about things, and I said, one day at spring training, I'm watching Omar and Johnny Mack take ground balls together. And
Did any get by either one of them?
No. And he said, as good as Omar's hands were, Johnny Mack's were better. I said, really? Anyway, it was unbelievable. And I just thought, wow. And that's coming from a guy who played the same position.
Right.
You know, that's the greatest compliment
you're
going to get.
He was trying to knock those guys out to play, right? He was towards the end of their era. Is that right?
I believe he was, yes.
End of their era, yeah. Because I remember looking at his stats coming.
And it was just fun. But that's where Jose Ramirez is, folks. And I don't know that he's completely appreciated because this team hasn't won, you know, a World Series. But, my God, he helped them get there. And I just think, like, it was easy to root for the teams of the 90s and latch onto all of those star players. And the early 2000s as well. We need to appreciate Jose, and I think Guardian fans do. And that to me is a really big deal, and I'm glad they do. Because, man, is he's just flat-out good is what he is. It's basking.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Phillips right here on The Fan. The Joe Walsh line in my Kent State alumni magazine that showed up years and years ago.
Yeah.
Kent State. Happened to be the best seven very enjoyable years, something like that. He said, Kent State, I loved it for 7 years. I was a sophomore. There you go. Joe Walsh, ladies and gentlemen.
My favorite Joe Walsh line was he was introducing Rocky Mountain Way before a concert, and he goes, if I knew I'd be playing this song the rest of my life, I would have wrote a better song.
That is a great line. Isn't that a great
Michael
line?
Michael Keaton. All those great semi Kent State.
So hey, this happened last
Batman,
week.
$10,000.
This happened good last job, week. We touched on it a little bit. The young kid Cam Little, kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, nails the 70-yarder. You know, at the end of the half, unbelievable. Correct?
Yeah.
New longest kick made in an NFL game, regular season or preseason. Right.
Well, it's not an exhibition game, Jeff. And if you say that, the league will be very, very mad at you.
I used the word preseason, didn't that's I?
Technically what they are called.
Did I call it exhibition? Games. I thought I called it preseason.
No, I'm just saying, because I remember having this conversation with somebody. They're like, the NFL does not play exhibition games. They play preseason games.
The dude wears number 39. And if you want to see the jersey that he was wearing when he kicked the 70-yard field goal at the end of the half, pretty soon you'll be able to go to Canton and see it at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, along with the shoe he was wearing on his right foot. Now, riddle me this, Andy. If the Hall of Fame wants to display the dude's jersey and his cleat, because he drills a 70-yard field goal.
Yes.
Should it count?
Yes. Is he a professional football player?
I don't think it should count.
If he's
tell you why.
If he's a professional football player, that's not the NFL Hall of Fame. That is the Professional Football Hall of Fame. And yes, the NFL has a lot to do with it. If he was a professional kicker.
Not a whole lot of USFL guys in there, though.
In a game, then yes, it should be in there.
Well, it's going. His stuff's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think the record should count. But this might work for me.
Because the Pro Football Hall of Fame wants that gear, that makes it count?
By the way, he's a kicker wearing number 39. Come on, what's going on there?
Who cares? Who cares?
Anyhow, maybe something like this. You know, regular season, longest fill in the blank. Justin Tucker, 66 yards. Asterisk. I'm going to go Roger Maris on you. And Cam Little hit a 70-yarder in a preseason game on August, whatever it was, 2025.
Yeah.
I think you could do that.
But asterisk. Who cares about an asterisk? He did it. Like, yeah, but no, it truly
wasn't. All records in the National Football League are kept on regular season games or playoff games.
When they decide they want to keep a record, right? Remember Bubba?
Bubba Baker is a rookie for sacks.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really count sacks back in the day.
Okay, so now we are counting all kicks. As long as it is an NFL sanctioned game.
You can't do that because then you're counting preseason rushing yards and preseason passing touchdowns.
Well, if someone has a 600-yard game in the preseason, okay, it's worth noting. It's worth noting.
It might be. How about this? As stupid as preseason games are, and we all think they are, could you have a set of NFL preseason records?
No. Now that's stupid.
Thanks. Dano, should this kid's 70-yarder count as the real deal? I'd love to say yes, but I just can't.
No. Sadly,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I wish we could, because it would be really fun to have a 70-yard field goal in the Hall of Fame and all that comes with it. No.
I agree.
You got backup offensive lines. You got backup defensive lines. You got backup special teams going on, too, of guys that
might not be. Yeah, but a kick is a kick. I mean, it doesn't matter who's on the field there.
Yeah, it's in a game that nobody counts.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just saying that if somebody wants. So I think every time we're going to sit around and we're going to say, wow, what is it? Is it? It's Neil Rackers has the long one, doesn't he?
Sure.
For what?
Oh, no. Who's got the. Jeff Wilkins? Who's got the longest field goal ever?
Justin Tucker.
Oh, Justin Tucker.
Is it Justin Tucker now? I know it's Jason Elam forever.
Yeah.
It was real easy when Tom Dempsey had it, I can tell you that.
Darn right.
No one forgot that, and every time you walked up the stairs to go to the Hall of Fame, you saw the shoe, and then you put the little phone to your ear, and you heard the play-by-play. It was one of the best parts about going to the Hall of Fame when I was a kid.
He's 21 years old. He turns 22 on the 17th. What day is that?
And by the way, that just goes to show you how much I don't care
about
change.
Turns 22 on Sunday.
The true moral of the story is how much we don't like change.
We don't.
No, we don't. Demos is in Shaker. Demos.
Demos.
Yeah. Kicks and practice games don't count.
It's not a practice game. It is a preseason game, not a practice game. Ask the league. They'll tell you a preseason game.
It doesn't count for the record.
If you have to pay the same price for the ticket as you would a regular season game, I make my point.
Oh, my God. Now, that's a specious argument right there.
Thank you.
To sit there and like, just because they make you pay... Because they make you pay for a preseason ticket that is worth nothing. It's not.
Oh, no. The people that left that game know they saw the longest field goal in NFL preseason regular season history.
Why don't you start just then putting, like, you know, like in the Olympics, where if there's too much wind at your back, that doesn't count, and things like that. I mean,
don't they have wind aided records in track? Oh, in track.
But those are in real races.
Well,
those are in real races.
People.
This may be one of the best records. Cleveland Heights Shaker Heights debates in the history
real
of
races, yes. Right?
No. Jeff, listen, they end up disqualifying like a high jumper or you know,
if it's wind aided
jumper, yeah. If it's wind aided, it doesn't count. So in this case, you know, you can put an asterisk. Yeah, this guy kicked the 70-yarder in a preseason game. Fine, acknowledge him for that.
Yes.
But the record is Justin Tucker.
You're right.
Hands-off Tucker.
Exactly. Demos, thank you very much. I was be careful there. Tom's in Mentor. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Andy, sorry, brother. Does not count.
It counts as a preseason field goal. I don't think it's you're right. It doesn't count as a regular season. I'm good with it.
Well, now, wait a minute. You just changed.
No, I really didn't. I just was playing along because I felt like arguing with you guys. But I think my point is it's worth noting. Like, I don't have any problem with the Hall of Fame asking for the artifacts on this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Yeah. And by the way, it becomes a natural asterisk. It's like, hey, this kid kicked a 70-yard field goal, but it was in a preseason game. Bummer. Right?
Yeah, and again, are they really trying to, like, rush the kicker and block a 70-yard kick?
At the end of the half, no.
Yeah, the regular season game, maybe they would, but, you know, he just...
There are plenty of lazy special teams guys out there that would not rush.
They wouldn't play for Bubba Ventrone, baby.
No, that's true. Good point, good point.
Tom, thank you.
I feel like a Nats person.
Just driving around. Hey, Howard.
Hey, how are you?
What's up,
man? I have a question. If a quarterback in the preseason goes 30 for 30 for 700 yards, are we putting his jersey and the football in Canton?
We
and
might
calling
be.
It the new NFL record?
Yeah, we might be putting it in. No, it wouldn't be an NFL record for preseason. And yeah, you're saying he went 30 for 30 and threw for how much? 700 yards? Is that what you said?
There's no way he goes to. There's no way that shows up in Canton. Oh. No, my opinion. No way.
Why wouldn't it? They just asked for a. All the kicking paraphernalia from a 70-yard field goal.
No.
Again, it's not. But it doesn't just mean
that's a one-off.
It's an
artifact.
That's
a one-off feat accomplishment.
Yeah, a guy that throws for 700 yards in a game.
No, that's a different deal.
That's not. Is that not special? Let me ask you this. Would it not be special to throw for 700 yards in a game
preseason?
To throw for 700 yards in a game would be amazing. Come on, you got to give him a little credit. I don't care where you're playing.
Who's he playing again?
Well, you're the one that made up the rules. You're the one that came up with 30 for 30 for 700.
It shouldn't count. I'm saying there's nothing in preseason that matters.
Yeah, count for what? That's the question. Like, the Hall of Fame wants the shoe, the jersey? That's cool. If a guy throws for 700 yards and we're all going, man, that was an amazing feat, and Canton wants
Howard,
it,
thank you.
And they want to show the jersey, that's cool.
No one's
saying that it's like... It lives in infamy because it didn't happen during the regular season. I get it.
The one thing about the kick, though, is this: it's the one football stat where you can just flat out say, "Wow, dude kicked a 70-yarder. That's never been done before." You know, that's like this isolated.
Guy threw for 700 yards. That's never been done before.
No, but that's the kick is an isolated accomplishment. It's comparable to like running the 100-yard dash. You know, what's the fastest time ever run in 100? Well, there it is. There are very few other factors.
If you're comparing it to that, then it does belong in the Hall of Fame, and it does belong in the record books.
Not in a preseason game.
Yeah, but you're
just saying. It's the one thing that you can absolutely quantify. 70-yard field goal.
I'm lost
on your
position.
Which is why I think that there should be some kind of a notation. Like, you know, hey, dude made a 70-yarder.
But
and you can be sure, Andy, moving forward, if somebody hits a 67-yarder this year, let's say Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys, he's got a great leg.
It's going to be belittled?
If he hits a 67-yarder, it'll be this. Hey, that's a new NFL record for the regular season. Don't forget Cam Little hit a 70-yarder in the preseason.
Well, now you're justifying the kick by doing
that. I'm quantifying it as a preseason kick. Touchy, isn't it?
It's very touchy.
Touchy. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He covers everything, but he's been all over the Browns. He's going to join us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.